Annabelle Harrells. She is from the Oxford Observatory. Good morning. How are you, Annabelle?
Oh, morena, Katie, and morena to all you listeners out there.
You are a volunteer at the Oxford Observatory, is that right?
That's correct. And you can find us on Facebook, or if you're like me and you eschew all social media, go to our website, oxford.nawetu.school.nz, if you want to find out any more information about us. We're actually really near the end of our season for 2023. We just have one event left on the calendar,
right,
which I'd like to talk about now, and which is going to be on Saturday, the 4th of November, 9 p.m. It's got to be late because, of course, you know,
it's got to be dark.
That's right. And we're holding our season finale at the Observatory, and this is going to be a Movember special. And this book ends nicely with how we opened our season for 2023, which was back in early March, and we celebrated International Women's Day. So, the last time we did this, anyone who identified as female was given free entry, and this time, anyone who identifies as male will be given the same privilege, and everyone else is going to be charged a gold coin donation.
Lovely.
So, or more, please, because all the proceeds for this evening will go to the Movember Foundation, which, of course, is tasked with helping men live happier, healthier, longer lives.
Beautiful. And today you have chosen a planet to tell us about.
I have. Today I've chosen to talk about the astounding planet that is Uranus.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah. And when I was deciding what to talk about today, I nearly didn't choose Uranus because of the obvious association of its name with toilet humour, which any of us astronomers or science teachers or we've had to endure this. Anyway, I've thought, no, I'm going to talk about it because it's just too amazing to be sidelined because of its unfortunate name. So we're going to start by practicing the correct pronunciation.
All right.
So it's Uranus. You ready, Katie?
Uranus.
Yay.
That is going to take me a long time.
Uranus.
Okay.
Have a go out there, everybody, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Uranus. Okay. Awesome. That wasn't so hard, was it? So, discovered in 1781 by William Herschel, who was at that time the Royal Astronomer for King George III.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of you are Bridgerton fans, you'll know all about King George III from the offshoot of that, Queen Charlotte. Yes, he did get the reputation of being mad.
Mm-hmm.
However, he was a man of science, and he really did support William Herschel. And if it hadn't been for that, we wouldn't have made so many discoveries. And in fact, William Herschel's sister Caroline was an incredible scientist too, an amazing astronomer. She was responsible for discovering many comets, and she was the first woman to be paid as a scientist and the first person on the royal pay book. So there you go.
Tell us what makes Uranus so interesting.
Well, for a start, it's a very, very long way away, and it's not easily observed by the naked eye. It takes Uranus 84 Earth years to orbit the Sun. So its movement, again, it's not easily detected. That's why it took so long for it to be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And as the seventh planet from the Sun, it's just over 19 AU from the Sun. So it's one of the two ice giants.
What's an AU?
Well, that stands for astronomical unit. And this is defined as the mean distance from planet Earth to the Sun. So it's about a little bit shy of 150 million kilometres. So, for instance, we say Earth is 1 AU from the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn, which we talked about last time I was here, 9.5 AU. Now, Uranus is nearly 10 more AU away after Saturn, so it's a long way out. And then after that, Neptune really comes in at something else, 30 AU. So it's a long way away.
And it's going to be cold and dark, I'm assuming, on Uranus?
Yes, definitely indeed. And if you think of it, the Sun looks 19 times smaller when from Uranus than if you're looking at it from Earth. Mm-hmm. The Sun looks just like a large star. And it's recorded the coldest temperature in the whole solar system, which is comes in at negative 224 degrees Celsius. So Neptune has the coldest average temperature, mm-hmm. but Uranus beats it for one-off measurements.
Okay, fantastic. If Neptune is 10 AU further out from the Sun than Uranus, how can Uranus be colder?
Well, this is the due to a really bizarre axial tilt. So an axial tilt is how far the planet is tilted, mm-hmm. in relation to the ecliptic. And so, for instance, the Earth's tilt is 23.4 degrees. Well, Uranus is actually lying on its side. It has a 97.77 degree tilt, mm-hmm. which means it's horizontal to the ecliptic.
And what's ecliptic again?
Well, ecliptic is that imaginary plane we put around the Sun, mm-hmm. upon which the Earth and all the other planets orbit. Okay. So the degree of which its axis is tilted denotes seasonality. So ours at 23.4 is responsible for the fact that we have four defined seasons during the year. But that's another topic.
So tell us, how does Uranus look when it's viewed through a telescope?
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, that triggered something. The first time I saw Uranus through a telescope, I actually had to walk away and wipe away a couple of tears, because it's exquisite. It looks like a blue-green marble against complete blackness, and it's absolutely beautifully, gobsmackingly gorgeous.
Tell us, so the event that we are looking at is Saturday the 4th of November, 9 o'clock at night. It's the season finale at the Oxford Area Observatory for this season.
Indeed.
And if you identify as a male, you get in for free, and everybody else, a gold coin donation for the Movember Foundation, the 4th of November at 9 o'clock at night. Here is praying for some nice
Yeah, yes, we don't have a rain date.
No, you don't. Okay. Thanks so much for coming in, Annabelle.
My pleasure.
Compass FM.